Hey everyone, and welcome back to your exclusive weekly Patreon cast. This time it's season 4, episode 26, and this one will be a weird and short one and highly political one. So if you're not interested in French politics, well, there's probably not going to be much for you in there, and you probably should skip it. Basically, what's happening is that France is doing elections, not presidential elections, what we call legislative elections, which is basically electing the members of our National Assembly, that's our parliament. We have two chambers, basically, for parliament in France. We have the Assemblée Nationale, which is like basically the people elected for each small town or region of France, which are going to Paris to vote on various laws. And we've got a second assembly, which is called the Senate, which also has to ratify the laws that have been voted by the assembly. We had those elections for the National Assembly because our current president, Emmanuel Macron, decided to dissolve the current one after basically he noticed most people were completely in disagreement with his general line of politics after we already had European elections, to which the far right did a pretty big number. They were really popular in those elections, unfortunately. And so Emmanuel Macron, for some reason, decided that even though he did not have any kind of majority in the current assembly and had to basically force the laws he wanted to do through various not that democratic mechanisms, well, he just could not ignore what French people wanted any longer, and so he decided to dissolve the assembly. That's a prerogative of the French president, which means we had to go back and vote on new representatives for every single small part of France. These elections were really, really weird. Basically, it was the usual political shit show. So everyone trying to scare the other parties, Macron and his party trying to say everybody else is so extreme, the only way forward is their party. And by putting on the same kind of, let's say, anti-pedestal, the far right and the alliance of the parties of the left, well, he demonized everyone, and so I guess most people decided that the far right was the best option, because as it stands, currently in France, we have about, depending on the numbers, some media are reporting 33-34% of French people who voted for the far right party, which is called Rassemblement National, or RN. About 28% voted for the alliance of all the parties from the left. So there are some center-left, some moderate-left, some communists, some whatever, ecologists, and some, what they are called is La France Insoumise, so unsubmitting France or something like that, if you translate that in English, which are often categorized as extreme left, but they are just basically socialists and just what we've had as socialist programs. They're just really loud and can be very obnoxious when they're talking to other people. That's about it. So that's a big problem. And the French majority, well, the French government, the current French government of Macron, his party also got about 20% of the votes. The rest just voted for smaller candidates who have basically no chance of being elected anywhere. So this is really disheartening because it means that out of all the French people, 1 out of 5 thinks the current politics conducted by the current government are okay. So let's talk about those a little bit. Our current president extended the age at which you'll be able to retire with a full pension. It was previously 62 to 64 years for most people. Now it's going to be 67 for most people, which obviously didn't go well. This law was not voted on by our assembly and parliament. This law was force-fed to the French people through a mechanism which is called the 49-3 article, which basically lets the government decide to, hey, you know what, we're not going to vote on that. This is a law. It's in effect. You don't have any choice about this. We're forcing this law to come true. And the only response you can have is to vote a motion to basically force the president to rejig the government, to kick out every single current minister, and to rebuild a new government. Unfortunately, since the assembly was completely divided, no one ever managed to combine their forces to pass this kind of motion. And so basically the Macron government just used this 49-3 article again and again and again to pass various laws. One out of five people thought that this was an okay way to handle a country and decided to keep voting for the current government, which surprises me a lot because it really felt like really no one was in agreement with this policy, but I guess they were scared by the everything is extreme rhetoric that the government deployed. It also means that a third of French people decided that the far right is a viable party. Which, again, is very, very surprising to me. If you follow what I make, you know I am not on the right side of the political spectrum. Now, to be noted, whenever you're coming from in terms of countries in the world, you're probably not going to have the same specter of left to right parties. For example, for us in France, Emmanuel Macron and his current government are on the right side of the political spectrum. They have been against worker rights, against increasing salaries. They are generally more in the camp of company owners, trying to reduce taxes on the rich because they think it's going to do trickle-down economics and stuff like that. That's what we call the right in France. For a lot of other countries, Macron will be a socialist. If you look at the left in the US, for example, it's way more to the right than our own right. So yeah, it's just how we perceive our own political spectrum, and it's definitely not the same as in other countries. So these labels cannot really be generalized between countries. So I'll try to explain why they are categorized as right or left if you don't know about all those French politics. So one French person out of three decided that the far right was what we needed. And generally the expectation is in France, the far right, for people who vote for it, is perceived as first something that we never tried. We tried every single other party but this one in terms of government. They were never elected in a position that let them rule the country or have a majority in the assembly. And so we don't know. That's one of the opinions. We don't know what they can do. And so we need to try them at some point. The second opinion is generally that the fear-mongering around this party is unjustified now. Yes, it was created by Waffen-SS at the time of basically the end of Nazi Germany. So it is absolutely rooted in the origins of racism, Nazism, and stuff like that. But it's been like 8 years and people think that it has evolved, that the values aren't the same, that they became more reasonable, that they have an organized program and stuff like that. And the other reason is basically when things go wrong in your country, which is what's happening in France, like people have less and less money, inflation is rampant, it's really not going all that well for a lot of people. And generally when that happens, people tend to turn to the far right for some reason, either the far right or being extremely religious. That's what happened in the United States when Trump was elected. That's what's happening in a lot of other European countries, in Italy, in Hungary. It happens in a lot of countries. It's a human reaction to try and close yourself down on nationalism because you're scared of the world and you're basically thinking all your problems are coming from everyone else outside of your country or the fact that you have to interact with other countries entirely, which can be true in certain areas, but is not a generality that you can just flee back to. It's a human behavior. I can't blame people for that either. I'm not more clever or more enlightened than anyone else. And then finally, we have about a bit less than a third of people who voted for the Alliance of the Left. It's a coalition of parties. The French left historically has been divided again and again and again. They fail again and again to get elected to have any position of power because they are so divided. They always offer one candidate for each of the 12 or 15 leftist parties. And so they basically never win because in France it doesn't work like that. You don't have a proportional representation. You just have one person elected for each region, each small part of France. And so if you have 20 different candidates that have 99% of the same values but differ on one, then you get nothing done and you never get elected. This time they decided, you know what, we're tired of losing, so we're going to band together. And so they formed something called the New Popular Front, the Nouveau Front Populaire, which is a reference to a similar coalition that happened in the 1930s, which brought French people paid vacation and the 39-hour week. Work week, which are rights that we still enjoy today and that a lot of other countries kind of envy us, because we have 4 to 5 weeks of paid holidays each year, and we also have like decent work weeks, which leaves us with a lot of free time, or at least if we have to work more, we are paid overtime, which is sort of nice as well. So they basically tried to evoke this feeling of, hey, you know what, the party that gave French people a lot of rights previously, we're gonna call ourselves that, and so people maybe will like us. The issue is, in this coalition is a party called LFI, La France Insoumise, which a lot of people perceive as really radical, and they have not helped their case because they tend to be very shouty in the parliament. They could even be seen as harassing other members all the time in debates. They're very loud. They've had a bunch of weirdos elected in there who behave really weirdly, let's say. And the leader of this party is also perceived as really extreme and really weird and really annoying. And so a lot of people are scared by this. They're really thinking, oh, you know what? Yeah, these guys are scary. To the point where this like sort of ambiguity around them has been exploited by the current government to really paint them as extremes. The Macron government painted the entire alliance of the left as extreme as the far right. They said, you know what, these are the extremes, don't vote for the extremes, they're really scary. Their technique didn't work because people did vote for both these parties, the far right and the left alliance. I personally don't think they should be considered as extreme on the left, because they don't have extreme positions at all. They are not planning to destroy the French Republic, to rewrite giant parts of it. They're just socialist left parties. They want to have bigger salaries, they want to renegotiate with the European Union to have better conditions for French people, they want to basically curb the power of the extreme rich and redistribute the money. That's what the left wants. It's not extreme, it's a normal position for leftist parties in the entire world. There's nothing extreme about this. The only extreme thing is how they behave, how they talk to other people, but not necessarily, at least the ones that who were elected in the French Assembly. They can be perceived as extremes in their behavior, but not in their ideas at all. So that's the current situation. The rest of the votes, we still had like one French person out of three, I think, who didn't vote at all because, well, they probably didn't want to vote for what is currently happening in France, the Macron government, and they were pretty much scared of any other candidate. Maybe some people just don't believe in politics anymore at all, which I can absolutely understand. Anyway, this is the situation in France, and it is insanely scary because the predictions right now, so just to explain how these elections will work, if any party in any of the regions of France reaches more than 50%, their candidate is elected and moves to the parliament. If no one is above 50%, then you have any candidate who has, I think it's more than 12.5% of votes in their own little region, they move up to a second round where people will have to elect one candidate out of all of these. So the one who gets the most votes in the second round is elected, the other ones are just not represented. So obviously, this not being proportional is completely nuts, because it means that in each small region of France, you completely ignore generally about two-thirds of the people. You just elect the one with the most votes on the second turn, and this generally never represents more than 30, 35, maybe 40% of people who went and voted for that second round, which means that, yeah, you're ignoring a lot of people's voices by just representing them with someone they didn't vote for. It's the same thing for the French elections. You have a first round of elections where you vote for any of the amount of candidates who offered themselves, and then you have a second round, which generally is just two people, and so you vote for one of them or for none of them, and so generally the person who is elected as the French president never really has the backing of more than 25 to 30% of the entire French population, which is sort of insane if you think about it, but yeah, that's our political system right now. So this is what's happening right now, and the predictions for the elections, for how they're gonna go, are pretty bleak if you're not a far-right supporter, because, well, that's what's happening. The far-right is very likely going to have a sweeping majority in the National Assembly, unless some people who voted for them decide, oh, you know what, maybe I messed up, maybe I need to change my vote now, which I'm not expecting, or unless the people who voted for Macron right now decide to drop out and vote for the left instead, or the people who voted for the left and see that the left has no chance of being elected in their circumscription decide to vote to bar the way to the RN. That's what everyone always called the Republican barrage, which is basically trying to block the far-right party from being elected at all costs, even if it means voting for something you don't like and don't believe in. Anything is better than having the far-right, so you just band together and decide to vote for the candidate you don't like, because the candidate you really wanted has no chance of being elected. That's what's happening. But this time it feels like it might not work, because the country is so divided and people are so fed up of voting for something they don't like. They've been doing that for, what, 20, 25 years? Because every single time there's an election, there's always the far-right party and something else, and people vote for the something else because they don't want the far-right party to come to power, and so they always vote for something they don't like. People are fed up with that. And so it feels like this thing is not going to work this time. And so it is very likely that the Rassemblement National will have, the far-right party, will have, if not an absolute majority to vote any law they want, they will very likely have a relative majority, which means that with a few alliances here and there, with the current government representatives, the Macron government representatives that will get elected, a few other like right-wing people, not necessarily far-right, but right-wing, they might be able to vote anything they want, which would be absolutely horrendous. Why? Because, well, this party doesn't really have anything they want to do that helps the normal French person. If you look at it, they have never voted in favor of any women rights. They have never voted. They are basically anti-abortion. They are anti-representativity. They are anti-equality in the workspace. They don't care. They just want the status quo to keep going. They don't want to help women have like more equal opportunities, nothing like that. They don't care. They have, again and again and again, been against any LGBTQ rights. They don't care about that either. They don't like those people. They don't want these people to be able to marry, to be able to adopt children. They don't care. They want, basically, they are the party of straight white males. They're the usual far-right stuff. They are openly xenophobic. They want to close down the borders. They want to kick out any person who immigrated in French territory and isn't yet a citizen. That's been their thing. They are the party of restrictions and constraints, not the party of helping people. They are openly against increasing the minimal wages in France or even indexing them on inflation. They are openly against reducing taxes. They are openly against increasing taxes on the rich. They are a far-right party. And in France, the right is the party of company owners. Every party on the right side of the French political spectrum has always been of the free market nature. They're like, oh yeah, if companies do well and we don't burden them with taxes, they're going to make more money. And with this money, they're going to inject it in the economy and they're going to hire more people. Except that's never what's happening. It never happens like that. And everyone knows it. A company who make more money just give more money to the shareholder. They don't hire more people. They don't increase the wages for the people they already have. They outsource more stuff to keep more of that money in the owner's pockets or for the investors. That's always what happens. It's never in favor of the worker. This is not a party that defends the workers. This is not a party that defends the agricultural nature of France. They don't care about this. They are a far-right party. They care about company owners and they care about making their friends richer, basically. That's what they've always stood for. They did, let's say, paint themselves in a veneer of being close to the working man, to the small worker. But that veneer is only supported by their argument that all those jobs for workers, for normal people, are being taken away by immigration, which, again, hasn't been true at all either, because these jobs were open, French people could get them, but they didn't want them because they weren't paid enough. So the only people who got those jobs were immigrants who were okay to work for that kind of money because it was better than not working. French people decided they did not want them because they weren't paying enough and it was unacceptable to work for this miserly wage. That's the root of the problem. But the far-right party, the Rassemblement National, doesn't really care about this. They want to keep the status quo going and make less people come into France. They also have the usual security-focused stuff. So yes, the police needs to disperse any kind of manifestation. Basically, you can expect a severe reduction in human rights, in Republican rights, as always when a far-right party comes to power. And it sorts of opens the doors for any bigot, any troll to have completely freed speech everywhere, which is what we've seen, for example, in the US with the Trump election. The genie is out of the bottle, and it's really hard to go back to a sane, reasoned conversation. People have gone crazy, or at least the crazy people got out from under their bridges and are now speaking louder than anyone else, and you cannot ever convince them with facts that they're factually wrong. They will never accept that. Basically, the entire discussion has moved on to belief and not facts. And this is what we will see in France as well, because that's what has been happening every time a far-right party comes to power. So, why am I talking about this? And why is it even important? Because France is a small country, right? It is like 75 million people in total. It's compared to the US, compared even to Russia or other countries. It's really small. It's pretty insignificant. But actually, it's not. First, it's a big economy in the world. It's not one of the top three, probably not even one of the top 10. Maybe it's in the top 10, but probably not more than that. But it is still a big driver economically for the entire world. It is also a giant driver for the European Union, which is something our far-right parties have always hated. They want to pull out of it. They've seen that it doesn't really work, looking at the UK, especially since the UK already had their own currency, which we don't anymore. So they're now less inclined to pull out of the EU entirely, but they're still inclined to try and renegotiate and fight the EU every time they can, which personally I think is not a good thing, but some people might think differently, so that's just my own opinion. And well, if France pulls out of the EU or starts disengaging from the EU, then the EU probably implodes. Let's be clear. The EU has been held at arm's length, has been held together by France for the longest time. France is like, okay, no, please don't leave the EU. We're trying to do something cool here. Like, let's grab more people. Let's not get out of this thing. We're building more strength against big tech companies. We're building more strength against giant other countries with more developed economies. If we stand together, we're stronger, we can negotiate better things. And this is all true. It does have some drawbacks for a lot of things, that's for sure, because, well, you're trying to unify rules for a lot of different economies and different countries with different situations and different people. So obviously, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. But if France decides to pull out of this let's stick together thing, the EU probably like is severely reduced or maybe even dies. I'm pretty sure of it. And in terms of military power, France is still a pretty big one. Like, everybody jokes about France like capitulating and waving the white flag and whatever, but France is a really heavy military country. We have a solid navy. We have a naval presence in basically every single ocean and waters, which is something not a lot of countries have, because we still have, let's be fair, let's call them colonies, everywhere, basically in every ocean. And we are not a small country in terms of nuclear power, in terms of aviation, in terms of land army. We are not ridiculous. We're definitely not on the size of the US, that's for sure. But we are not a minor country in this regard. And the issue also is the far-right party has really close ties to Vladimir Putin and to Russia. They have tried to deny them all along the elections, but they're very clear. The party even took a loan from Russian banks owned by friends of Putin. They have time and again defended Russian actions in Ukraine, said we should negotiate, said that Ukraine should give up some territory, we should not be sending Ukraine any help. They have backtracked this a little bit because they don't want to be on the wrong side of this thing. But yeah, they're still probably going to dry down help to Ukraine and push them to negotiate with Russia, which is obviously not a good thing in the entire world. Definitely not, I think. So why is it dangerous having a far-right party, not even elected as the president, but governing? Well, that's because if they have an absolute majority, this means that the prime minister of France will be someone from the far right. And the prime minister is basically the one who makes most of the decisions in France. The president is a political figure. When he has the majority he needs, he has his own prime minister that he named. So basically, this prime minister does everything the French president tells him to, and that's fine. When you have a cohabitation between a French president and a prime minister from another party, the prime minister does whatever he wants. If he wants to not follow the president and not do what the president wants, he can. And if he has a majority in the parliament, he can even make all of those laws come true. So the only power he doesn't really have is the one to mobilize the armies. That's it. So it's really scary because it means that if the far right is elected and has the majority they want, then we are going to see laws against LGBTQ people. We're going to see laws against abortions. We are going to see laws against immigration, against people coming to France to try and find a better life. We're going to send them back to their countries or to other countries that they're not even from, because that's been happening as well. And yeah, this is not the country I grew up in. This is not the ideals I've been raised to believe in. And this really, really scares me, which is why I've talked at length about this topic. Now, we're doing this pretty late compared to other countries. Italy has the far right in power, even with their president, and they have had that for a while. Not sure how it is going. I know that my trip to Rome kind of scared me in terms of propaganda that I saw in the streets and on buses and stuff like that, with people wearing ornate military uniforms. And I don't know, it made me feel kind of uncomfortable with slogans written, I think it was, in tradition, our future, or something like that, which is definitely the sort of thing that you see from far-right parties. I don't know, it sort of made me uncomfortable, but I don't know, maybe it's just my interpretation, so I don't want to criticize things I have virtually no knowledge about. I don't know about Italian politics. But we've seen in Hungary, the far-right party of Viktor Orban, I'm pretty sure that's Hungary, those have been a disaster for human rights and democratic rights, to the point that the EU is actually currently withholding money that should have went to Hungary because they are just not following any of the rules that they agreed to. Things like that. I don't want to see France become a country like that, but this is the direction we're headed. And what scares me is, it's not a manipulation. It's not a political game with false votes and voting fraud. No, it's the French people are voting for this. They want this. And, well, at least a sizable fraction of the French people want this. And this is what scares me. Because it's not a coup. It's not a military coup. It's not. They're not running away stealing the election. They're being elected into power. Which means that either the constant propaganda that we're seeing from a bunch of news channel and outlets owned by a giant billionaire who is closely associated with the far right, either this is working on the people, which I wouldn't be surprised by, or just people are so fed up that they've lost any notion of objectivity, any ability to look like 5 years in the past and judge people for their actions instead of judging them for who they're fighting against. This is what it feels like. It feels like people are not, if they had looked into what the far-right party in France had voted for previously, I don't think they would vote for them because they voted against everything that people want. People want higher wages. They want a better standard of living. They want better quality of life. They want a safer environment. They want to be left alone, basically. That's not what the far-right party has been voting for, ever. Never have they voted in favor of helping the little guy. They don't care about this. But people think that's what they stand for, and they're voting, it feels like at least, they're voting against everything else. They're not voting for the far-right. They're voting against everything else because ecology, it's too annoying, I have to make sacrifices. And the left has been painted as a scary boogeyman. They're going to ruin the country or whatever, even though their program is the only one who has actual factual numbers on how they're going to get the money they need for the reforms. But let's not dwell to that. The current party, they lied, they restricted our rights, they want us to work for longer, for less money. It's unacceptable. And so they're voting against everything else. They're not voting for the far right. And we've seen how this went in multiple other countries. For example, Brexit. People didn't really vote to exit the EU. They voted against the current government. You saw a lot of people in tears or shocked after the election. Maybe it was just like some media focusing on three people they found who were behaving like that. But you saw a bunch of people really shocked that, yes, the United Kingdom is going to exit the EU. And they were sort of crying, saying, why? Well, because you voted for it. But we didn't want to vote to exit the EU. We didn't think it was going to happen. We just wanted to show the current government we're not happy with what they'd done. But that's not what you voted on. You didn't vote to sanction the government. You voted for something that is actually happening. And that's the same here. Yes, you're sanctioning the current government. And I don't know, you don't like the fact that the big left representatives are just shouty idiots who tend to really look like complete morons all the time. And so you didn't vote for them either. You voted against all of this. But your sanction vote has real consequences. You're electing people who are going to vote, to pass laws, to do things that will affect your life. And that's what scares me the most. It feels like people just don't understand the consequences. Or the other alternative is even scarier. It's that people actually want the far right in power. They want what the far right has offered and has done. They want no increases in salary. They want a destruction of our social security benefits. They want more power to company owners. They want less taxes for the rich. They want to keep working longer and longer for the same amount of money as when they started. Maybe that's what people want. And that scares me even more because it is a horrible society if you think about it. But hey, that's going to conclude this long-winded rant on French politics. It's a dark day for me personally. If you follow what I make, you know I'm definitely more on the left side of the political spectrum. It doesn't mean I'm a Marxist or a communist or whatever other weird name some US people would give to someone voting to the left. I'm just for more money redistribution. Less people who are ultra-rich and people who are completely struggling to make ends meet even though they're working a full-time job. I want people to be able to make a living from any job and people who are making a lot more money than they actually need in their entire life to just give that money back so people can be helped and get back on their feet. That's what I want. That's what being a leftist is, and that's what I voted forever, basically. So, yeah. If you follow me, you probably caught on that, basically, from all the news and all the things I talk about. I don't think I made this a mystery. So, obviously, for me, it is a very, very dark day today. We will have our second round of voting next Sunday. So, hopefully, we see at least the far-right party not grabbing an absolute majority and being able to completely control the entire country, but I am not very hopeful. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, this is the end of this political segment. Things will go back to normal next week. If you didn't care about this, you probably didn't even listen to this point. If politics interests you, well, you've seen my own take on it. Obviously, these are my opinions. They are absolutely biased by my own political opinions and ideals. Some people might be French in the audience and might not think the same as me. Some people might dispute things I've said. It's fine. It's politics. No one is ever going to agree on everything. I just wanted to give you my version and a quick rundown if you don't know much about French politics and why it actually matters for a lot of other countries in the world. So, thanks for listening and sorry about this weird non-Linuxy rant. Anyway, you will get soon the news, the daily news show as well, which I'm going to start recording right now. And if you just want more general Patreon cast content, I guess you will hear me in the next one next week. Bye!